I want to share with you, Phil does a good job of putting this together, the whole thing for the Advent season, all the readings. Jillian and Mark Carlson are going to light the Advent candles here in a minute. But follow along with me, because I think sometimes some of the traditions and some of the things that attend to our faith in the local church, we kind of skip over. As I was always mentioning, we constant state of Advent because we're expecting the Lord to return. But we have history on our side, and they were in a state of Advent for His coming and His birth. So Advent refers to the coming or the arrival of Jesus Christ within the church. And the term has several meanings. The advent of the Lord in the flesh at Christmas. His advent in word and spirit, and the final advent when our Lord will return bodily and in glory. So each meaning stirs the joyful anticipation of what God has accomplished in doing and will yet bring to completion. The observance of Advent is something of the late addition to history as the celebration of Christmas itself. When the church began to observe Christmas in the 4th century, a period of preparation was added. And the length of time varied widely from 3 to 7 weeks. Aren't you glad you don't live in the old days? You'd be in church for 3 to 7 weeks. That's pretty cool. The length of time varied. Not until the 10th century was an agreement reached in the Western world that Advent should consist of 4 Sundays. The first Sunday of Advent occurred near or upon November the 30th. While always including 4 Sundays, the season may vary in length from 22 to 28 days, concluding on Christmas Eve. By the way, we will be having a Christmas Eve service, candlelight, because Christmas this year comes on Sunday. No, Monday, but Christmas Eve is on Sunday. So the first Sunday of Advent and the custom that many Christians find meaningful is the preparation of an Advent wreath, which we have, containing 3 purple candles, 1 pink candle, and 1 white candle, and decorated with evergreens, a symbol of eternal life. The round wreath reminds us of God's never-ending love. Evergreens also remind us that life comes from God. Purple is the liturgical calendar for the color for Advent. The white candle is the center of the wreath. It is the Christ candle, and white represents purity. So during each Sunday's observance of Advent, an additional candle is lit. Then on Christmas Eve, all the candles, including the 5th in the center of the wreath, are lit. The light burns brightly, providing a fitting climax to the weeks of preparation and symbolically demonstrating the light of the world that flashed 4 centuries ago with the first cry of the Christ child. So we come and we enjoy and we celebrate Advent by observing this tradition, and the true significance of Christmas will not be missed in your home. That's why Phil prepared this for you. So you can do, it's like taking communion. You can take communion at home. Build yourself a little altar or a place where you pray and celebrate the sacraments. So may the light of the world brightly shine in your family during the Advent season. And thank you for letting me share this with you, not word by word, because I have a tendency to skip words and add words, and that's just me. So always check me out. So.